Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the man that God is using all over the world, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, Pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention, the founder, man that God has chosen to lead this nation all over the world into a billion praise, and nightly he's leading the nation. Now, without any further ado, I present and introduce to you the International Ambassador, Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
God bless all of you. Good morning
praise
to
Lord.
You. To you and
praise
to
the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning.
Honest. Ultra
honest.
Amen. Didn't we have a glorious time on the blog line? That's right. What we gave God, with people joining us from all over the world. Amen. Over a million people helping us. We gave God over a billion praises. A billion thank yous. You have to get in the spirit realm to know what we're talking about. Amen. You can't understand it in the natural. But in the spirit realm, it becomes very evident, very, very visible. And what a blessing. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Go to God in prayer this morning.
Thank you, thank you.
Oh, hallelujah. How we glory in you. Come to you asking our sins, sins of omission, sins of commission, things that you told us to do and we didn't do, and the things we did that we shouldn't have done. God, every sin, forgive us. Thank you for this day. Help us. Help us. Help us. Help us. Thank you for great health and great strength. For mine, God, to do your will.
Thank you.
Lord, bless your holy name. We lift our hands to you in celebration, thanking you for bringing us this far.
Oh,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We lift our hands to you, Lord. Give you glory and adoration. You deserve the praise. You deserve. Bless your holy name. God, we ask that you are depressed. Lift their heavy burdens and lighten their heavy loads. All those who are having problems. Oh, God, help all those who are in prison. Need your help in prison, in Jesus' name. God, such a difficult situation. Help them, God. Help, help, help. Yeah. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Look on every person going through storms. In the name of Jesus. So many storms around this country. We had one last night.
Oh, God, yes.
This last an evil day. Asking you to help them, God. Help people to walk according to your statutes and judgments. In the name of Jesus. Bind the enemy. We bind the devil and cast him out. For the authority through Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for the praises that went forth last night. The billion praises last night. Yes, we thank you. Because all things, old things, are passed away, and behold, all things become new. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Bless your holy name. Thank you for this prayer line. For those who got up early to join us, God, don't let them leave the same way they came. Bless them, God. Bless, bless, bless. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Let no weapon formed against us prosper. Every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment, condemn it. In the name of Jesus. Draw all of us closer to you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We just glory in you. God, stretch out your mighty hand over your people.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, God, heal their bodies everywhere. Heal us on this prayer line. Thank you for what you've done, and thank you for what you're doing right now. For what you're going to do. Thank you, thank you. Yeah. Yeah, God. I pray that you touch our bodies. God, heal all manner of disease. Bring high blood down, low blood up. Heal diabetes, heal cancer, heal tuberculosis, heal lupus, all these. Jesus, touch and heal. I pray. Nation, Lord, in the name of Jesus, make it a stronger nation. Unify it in Jesus' name. Touch pastors all over the world. Help them, God. Help them. Thank you for your protection. Oh, God. And thank you, God, for saints all over the world. Help the saints. Bless us. In Jesus' name we pray. Bless the churches worldwide. In the name of Jesus. Bring more joy, more hope, more peace, and more love. Thank you for it. Now we give glory in you. And we give you all the praise and adoration. In the name of Jesus we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Good morning to all of you on the prayer line. The Lord bless you.
Good morning. Good
morning.
Y'all awake
here?
Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning.
God bless you. Good morning to you and you and you.
Morning.
Yeah.
Good morning.
God is so
morning.
Good. Amen. We just praise him.
We'll see yes,
Lord. Thank God because he never sleeps nor slumber. Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning.
Amen. We have a praise for you, Lord. Everybody who has a praise, I'm opening the line. The line is open to you
thank
to give him praise.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord,
for all you've
thank
done.
You, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
you.
Thank
you. Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. Thank
you. Thank
you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. 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 Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord for all of you. God bless everybody on the prayer line. This is a great day, and we just thank God for his goodness and his kindness. And I do thank him for all of our assistants on the front line. Let me just say to all of our bishops, superintendents, pastors, elders, and friends, and to Lady Betty, God bless her, and Mother Ethne Johnson, that's my 94-year-old mother. Amen. To all of our ambassadors on the line, Ambassador Hagen and Ambassador Pfeiffer and Ambassador Stern. Amen. Ambassador-elect Gina Hodges and all of you, thank God for Elder Coates and for Elder Davis and for everybody. Of course, I can't forget Prophet Stith. Amen. And just everybody who loves the Lord, we just appreciate all of you from everywhere. God bless all of you in the name of Jesus. And Dr. Mary Lacey. Amen. Pastor Williams and Pastor Kevin Strada. Amen. We're praying, looking to hear from him on the line, and everyone. We just praise God for all of you. Amen. Keep us in your prayers. Amen.
Yes.
As we pray for you, pray for us. Amen. Thank God.
Jesus.
This is a great day. Great day.
Yes, yes, Lord.
We thank God today. Amen. Some people didn't make it to this day. It seemed like since you made it, you ought to be able to open your mouth and say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you. You're worthy, God.
Thank you.
We're going to hear from, amen, Sister Mays this morning. Amen. Thank her. She's a great blessing to the body of Christ.
Amen.
We love you, Sister Mays. And
praise
just
the
a moment,
Lord.
You're ready.
Praise
we're going to open the line up just a moment. And give us our identification. Amen. Is Pastor Estrada there? Amen. If not, let's have Ambassador Hagen. Amen. Give us our identification. Okay? God bless you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Good morning, Dr. Johnson. Good morning, Lady Betty. Good morning, Mother Johnson.
Good morning to you.
Praise God, and good morning to you. So glad you are feeling better. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we give shout-out to everybody that's listening from all around the world and all of our other broadcasters as well, to each and every one of you. And this is Ambassador Hagen, and we are broadcasting live in the live studio from the Blog Talk Radio, 347-934-0207. And we're being heard literally all over the world, Africa, Asia, Russia, China, Japan, Italy, Spain, Australia, Indonesia, Austria, Brazil, Afghanistan, Jerusalem, and the list goes on and on. All over the world, we have our different platforms, and we have over maybe 12,000 other hosts that are joining in, that are plugged in, along with other sister stations and networks that are helping us behind the scenes to plug in all around the world, and we do thank God for them. And the number again, 347-934-0207. We have more than 40 million listeners from one platform, and from the other we have 50-plus million listeners. Isn't that incredible? Over 90 million listeners listening to us right now, and we thank God for the opportunity to be able to help broadcast and get this around the world. We thank God for you, Dr. Johnson, who's doing an excellent job proclaiming the gospel all around the world. God bless you, sir. Back to you.
Oh, thank you so much, Ambassador Hagen. Amen. I thank God for what he's doing through the blog and through our mother line. Amen. Amen. Thank God for everybody on this line that's telling people all about this line and about the prayer line and bringing people from everywhere. Thank God. This morning, I got on the line, and thank God for Evangelist Johnson from New York. She did what I've been talking about, and many of you have. I've learned not to beat up on the people who are trying their best to do what you ask them to do. I want to thank you. I ask you all, before you get on, at least get somebody on the line. Call them in advance and tell them, I want you to get a miracle. I'm going to call you in the morning, wake you up and bring you on the prayer line where God is, I'm believing God for a miracle for you. This is the miracle line. Why don't you do that? Amen. Don't be a selfish person. Just keep it all for yourself. But share it with other people. Amen. Evangelist Johnson from New York brought on Evangelist Tucker. Can you say good morning to him, Evangelist Tucker? We open the line to you.
We do praise the Lord. We do give honor to God and honor to Dr. Burden Johnson. Praise God. I thank God for Evangelist and Johnson for inviting me on the line this morning. I just praise God them up and just want to tune in to hear a word from the Lord this morning, and knowing that God is mighty and he's holy and he's a miracle worker, and there's nothing too hard for God. And I bless you. I bless you. Hallelujah for the you said this is a line where it's a billion, thousands of billions and thousands and billions of praise. Hallelujah. I'm just glad to be a partaker.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you so much.
I'm just coming expecting a miracle today in court. Praise God.
Oh, thank you. You've come to the right place. This is a line.
Praise God.
It's come asking for miracles, and this is not a gossip line. This is a line where we just
praise God.
What's going on so we can pray on target. Father, you heard the expression, Evangelist Tucker, she needs a miracle from you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Many times to go with people as they go to court.
Thank you, Jesus.
Again today, look on this precious soldier of the cross.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your word says that you're not, that you are faithful, not to forget. Not to forget.
Yes, God.
Soldiers. Not to forget your labor in the vineyard for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Help her, Lord. Dispatch some of your special angels to go there. Favor before and favor behind her. Favor on the right and left to walk in that court with her, for her, and prepare the way for her. In Jesus' mighty name, let something be about her that the judge maybe came to see something different. And he has a tender heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Bless her bountifully.
Jesus.
And we'll give
Thank
you the glory.
Jesus.
We'll take none.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory in Jesus' name we pray.
God,
amen.
We thank you.
God bless all of you. We're going to get some praise reports pretty soon here, but Sister Lily Bays.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. God bless you this morning, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Atlee Johnson, and all the staff. God bless all of you on this prayer line this morning. I love you, and Jesus loves you, too. So I thank God for Dr. Johnson Love choosing me to say a few words this morning for just a few minutes, 7 to 8 minutes. It's a privilege, and I tell you, I am really stunned, but I am so grateful for this Dr. Johnson. So this morning, I didn't really prepare a topic, but I do have something to talk about God's love this morning. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16. We are commanded by God to love with all our heart and soul and to worship no other God. God's endless love for us, for you and me, is proven by the fact that he was willing to sacrifice his son for Jesus, for our salvation. There is no greater love than that on earth. Thank you, Jesus. Love is the greatest gift that God can give us, for he himself is love. It is also the greatest that we can give him, because we are also giving ourselves to him and everything else that we have. John 13:34, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. God's gift of love. God's love for us is so great that it's poured out of the gift of Jesus Christ for us, a gift of a value we cannot estimate, inestimable. He did not do this to buy us, but he did it to save us. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 9:15, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable, undescribable gift. Sometimes we have our hopes shattered, our plans go wrong. We think they should have went one way and they go another way. And when they don't, we'll fall into a self-pity mode, lose hope sometimes, fall into despair. But we should never lose sight of the miracle of God's love. We should study the scripture and see how he always cares for his people in every possible situation. John 1:16, from the fullness of his grace, we have all received our blessing, another after another one. Thank you, Lord. 1 Corinthians 2:9 tells us, for it is written, eyes have not seen nor ears heard, neither have entered into the heart of man thing which God has prepared for them that love him. And I do believe if we wish to receive more inflow of God's love, we must learn to give more out of the outflow of God's love. Love thy neighbors as thyself. Follow the way of love. Love comes first. Love and faith. Though you have not seen him, you love him, for you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your soul. 1 Peter 1:8-9. Strength lies in love. Power lies in God's love. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge. Psalm 18:1-2. Love is patient. As God chosen people to bear with each other and forgive whatever grievance you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave. Let us also persevere in faith, hope, and love. Let us continue to love our fellow Christians, however difficult this may turn out to be. And regardless of the lack of response, let us faithfully follow the example of the Master. And we should demonstrate and show our love to our pastor, our church family, and the community. Whenever some neighbor might need their grass cut or whatever we could do for them, go to the store. We should, our love should just not be in a family circle. We love in action. Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with action and in truth.
Amen.
Eternal God, you are love. Teach us to love truly, Father. You are the source of all lasting and true love. Teach us then, heavenly source of love, that there is no problem that enough love cannot solve, that there is no spiritual disturbance that cannot be healed by love, that there is no alienation that enough love cannot overcome, and there is no misunderstanding that enough love cannot resolve, that there is no wall of silence that enough love cannot break down, that there is no trespass that enough love cannot forgive. Holy Father, though your grace we know, however hopeless the outlook look might seem, however deep the separation may be, however shocking the transgression, genuine love can resolve it all. Teach me, loving Lord, to love as you do, unconditionally, enduring to the end. Refine and purify my love, even if I must go through the fire. Let my love burn bright and pure so that I may be a reflection of your godly love, in the name of Jesus, who loves his people to the end.
Yes.
My prayers for you, Dr. Bernard Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, and staff, and the entire prayer line this morning, is that we keep working in the vineyard of God, helping souls to be saved, spreading the good news of God through his amazing grace, the first fruit prayer line, the blog line, and many other ways. May God forever bless all of you in every area of your life. And I thank you for this privilege. God bless you, and I love you.
God bless you.
God, beautiful.
It's you, ooh, my Lord. That's rich.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Great.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Oh, God, how am I saying? You did a wonderful, phenomenal job.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you. God. That is just so rich.
Amen.
And we appreciate you, Sister Mays.
Thank you.
Come on, I'm going to open the line up for about a minute and a half here. Anybody want to say something, encourage her. We all need to be encouraged.
God bless you, Sister Mays.
Line us over to you.
Mays.
You want to encourage Sister Mays.
Yes.
God bless you, Sister Mays. What a wonderful job. Thank God for you and the scriptures that you included in your message. Thank you.
God bless you, Sister Mays. This is Gina. My God, wonderful word. Wonderful and rich.
Thank you, God.
And it's the most clear and precise, and it was blessed. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Thank you,
well,
God.
Thank you. Mays. This is Mother Johnson from Kansas City. I'm telling you, couldn't brought a better message by love. Love is what
you said. That's right.
More love for one another. God bless you. I enjoy it.
Thank you. God bless you, Mother Johnson.
Praise the Lord, Sister Mays. Praise the Lord, evangelist woman of God. This is Ambassador Stern. Amen. And I just really, I love the word no matter what. But to hear you come on, amen, and let that little short time that you had to study, I'm just encouraged by the Lord to hear what God put in your spirit to give to us. And I received it. I wrote it down. I have to speak out of the house this weekend, and I'm going to piggyback off of that. I hope you don't mind. God bless you. It was a blessing.
Thank you. God bless you, Dr. Stern.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Sister Mays. This is Prophetess Diz, and you have the message for the world today, because what the world needs is love. God bless
you.
You.
Thank you. God bless you.
All of you.
And God bless you. God bless you, Sister Mays. You certainly bless so many people today. You bless millions, and may God forever bless you. And thank you so much.
God bless you, Sister Mays. That was a wonderful word from God.
Yes, God bless you.
Amen.
Brother Britt, enjoy that so much. And may God bless you. And may you bring many more blessings to the saints.
All right, y'all. God bless all of you. And be encouraged, Sister Mays. You did a wonderful job. Amen. On tomorrow, we have Mother Digby. Amen. We're looking forward to her. And I know God's going to use us in a special way. These are people who love the word on here. We are word people. All you have to do is just bring the word, and you'll do well on this line, as you did, Sister Mays. Thank you so much.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson.
Let's have a few moments of praise report. Amen. Eva, let me see. Ambassador Pfeiffer. Can you do that for us? Get a few praise reports, about 5-6 praise reports. Amen. Are you there? All right. Let me see. We get a few praise reports. Let me see. Mother Britt, can you do that for us? Get a few praise reports. Are y'all hearing me this morning?
I heard Sister Pfeiffer came back on.
All right, go ahead, Mother Britt.
Okay, then. First, I'll give my prayer report. I just thank God for this beautiful morning. Thank God for Dr. Johnson, Dr. Lady Betty, and Mother Johnson, and all the ambassadors on there, and everyone. I just thank God for this beautiful day. And I just thank God for that beautiful message coming from Sister May. It was just a blessing to talk on love. Now, I want to give, and I thank God for my daughter's birthday today. She turned 53, and I thank God for my son for being here from Maryland.